Slide 10. Advantages and disadvantages of using the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications are shown on this slide. Advantages include implementations, which are more cost-effective and can be deployed quickly. There is little or no need for IT support. The Internet is designed for sharing, and it is a better technology for mobile computing. Disadvantages are the problems associated with keeping personal health information private and secure, as well as scalability. Lecture 2 is finished, and as a result, Unit 2 of Health Management Information Systems is now finished as well. Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the second unit of this component is hardware and software supporting health information systems. Unit 2 consists of two lectures, each with a discussion topic. Completion of a two-page paper is also a requirement for this unit, along with a self-assessment. In Lecture 1, the major hardware and software components used in computer systems were explained, the types of network configurations were described, an information system and its characteristics were defined, and the various types of technologies, for example, medication administration systems, barcoding, chart tracking, and patient databases that support healthcare information systems were described. This is Lecture 2. In this lecture, some challenges with the use of emerging information technology trends are listed, and the advantages and disadvantages of the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications are discussed. Slide 2. Lecture 2 has two objectives. By the end of this lecture, the students should be able to examine the challenges presented by emerging trends in information technology, for example, mobility, web services, the Internet, intranet, and wireless computing, social media, and global communications, and discuss the advantages and disadvantages of using the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications. Slide 3. Some trends in information technology that are creating challenges for healthcare organizations include Internet, intranet, web services, wireless, social media, and global communications. Definitions for the first four are provided, followed by a discussion of how social media is being used in healthcare and the effect of global communications, after which the challenges will be discussed. The following definitions are from Wikipedia.com. The Internet is a global system of interconnected computer networks that use the standard Internet Protocol Suite, TCP/IP, to serve billions of users worldwide. It is a network of networks that consists of millions of private, public, academic, business, and government networks of local to global scope that are linked by a broad array of electronic and optical networking technologies. The Internet carries a vast array of information resources and services, most notably the interlinked hypertext documents of the World Wide Web, WWW, and the infrastructure to support electronic mail. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/internet. An intranet is a private computer network that uses Internet protocol technologies to securely share any part of an organization's information or network operating system within that organization. The term is used in contrast to internet, a network between organizations, and instead refers to a network within an organization. Sometimes the term refers only to the organization's internal website, but may be a more extensive part of the organization's information technology infrastructure. Web services are typically application programming interfaces, API, or web APIs, that are accessed via Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP, and executed on a remote system hosting the requested services. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/web_service states, wireless refers to the transfer of information signals without using wires. It encompasses various types of fixed, mobile, and portable two-way radios, cellular telephones, personal digital assistants, PDAs, and wireless networking. Slide 4. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/social_media states, social media are media for social interaction, using highly accessible and scalable publishing techniques. Social media use web-based technologies to transform and broadcast media monologues into social media dialogues. While not originally created with healthcare in mind, today these media are seen as valuable healthcare tools. They are used in the healthcare environment for a variety of purposes, including, for example, the use of a social network such as Patients Like Me, where individuals go to commiserate with others who have a specific disorder. Some media are used by healthcare providers to provide information to their patients. For example, Mayo Clinic uses both blogs and podcasts to discuss diseases, conditions, and treatments. Healthcare organizations may use social media to assist patients in making informed choices and to build or maintain their reputations in the marketplace. Photo videos, such as those found on YouTube, are popular. Mayo Clinic has a Mayo Clinic channel, where multiple YouTube videos are available for viewing. The legitimacy of social media has increased as well. Respected healthcare organizations, such as Mayo Clinic, and governmental agencies, such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have established social media centers. For example, CDC's social media site describes itself as your online source for credible health information. http://www.cdc.gov/social-media/. Slide 5. One final emerging trend is the increased ability to communicate globally. Global communications involves the use of computer networking tools for international communications and information exchange. For example, the CDC established Global Health Communications to protect and promote global public health by collaborating with international partners to integrate customer-centered, science-based health marketing strategies into health communication and education programs. Some of the focus areas identified by the CDC for this effort include health communication and marketing strategies, emergency communication, and e-health. The vision CDC has for global health communications is a world where all people actively use accessible, accurate, relevant, and timely health information and interventions to protect and promote their health and the health of their families and communities. http://www.cdc.gov/healthmarketing/ihm.htm. Slide 6. Having described the various trends in information technology and their use in healthcare, what are some challenges presented by these trends? They include privacy and security concerns, liability risk, lack of law or legislation governing the boundaries, lack of payment for engagement, and resistance by healthcare providers. While the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, contains privacy and security requirements, it does not contain guidelines regarding the transmission of personal health information over the Internet. However, Subtitle D of the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, the HITECH Act, enacted as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, addressed the privacy and security concerns associated with the electronic transmission of health information. Even so, privacy and security issues remain a challenge for healthcare providers wishing to use the emerging trends in information technology. Other challenges include the risk of liability, especially with relation to what constitutes medical advice, which goes hand in hand with the lack of law or legislation governing designated boundaries for these trends. Healthcare providers are also reluctant to use these trends in their practice due to the lack of payment for their time and effort. For example, according to a Health Resources and Service Administration report, http://www.hrsa.gov/telehealth/pubs/reimbursement.htm, the absence of consistent, comprehensive reimbursement policies is often cited as one of the most serious obstacles to total integration of the use of telecommunication technologies to deliver medical information and services to locations at a distance from the caregiver or educator into healthcare practice. Finally, healthcare providers may be reluctant to get on board with some of these trends due to wariness regarding their usefulness. There is also concern about the potential replacement of some person-to-person interactions and a danger of losing essential benefits of the doctor-patient relationship, which include appreciation of a patient's needs and personal preferences. In the next couple of slides, one specific trend, the Internet, will be examined further and advantages and disadvantages of its use as a platform for healthcare applications investigated. Slide 7. Let's take another look at the definition of the Internet. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/internet states, "The Internet is a global system of interconnected computer networks that use the standard Internet Protocol Suite, TCP/IP, to serve billions of users worldwide. It is a network of networks that consists of millions of private, public, academic, business, and government networks of local to global scope that are linked by a broad array of electronic and optical networking technologies. The Internet carries a vast array of information resources and services, most notably the interlinked hypertext documents of the World Wide Web, WWW, and the infrastructure to support electronic mail." Given this definition, what advantages does the Internet offer as a platform for healthcare applications? 5 are listed on this slide and include: implementations are more cost-effective and can be deployed quickly. There is little or no need for IT support. The Internet is designed for sharing, and it is a better technology for mobile computing. For example, some more recent trends involve cloud computing and software as a service, both of which have associations with the Internet. http://en.wiktionary.org/wiki/cloud_computing defines cloud computing as computing in which services and storage are provided over the Internet, or cloud. Cloud application services, or software as a service, SaaS, deliver software as a service over the Internet, eliminating the need to install and run the application on the customer's own computers, and simplifying maintenance and support. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/software_as_a_service#. With SaaS, a healthcare provider would license an application through a subscription, thereby paying for only what is needed. Deployment would be quicker, since there is no need to install and run the application on the provider's hardware. IT support is diminished or eliminated, as all ongoing support, maintenance, and upgrades are provided by the vendor as part of the service. Connectivity with many stakeholders is easier, and access via any Internet connection, including a tablet or smartphone, such as an iPhone or BlackBerry, is possible. Slide 8. There are, however, disadvantages to using the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications. These include the problems associated with keeping personal health information private and secure, as well as scalability. Privacy and security were previously addressed. Scalability will be discussed here. The definition in http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/scalability states, "Scalability is a desirable property of a system, a network, or a process, which indicates its ability to either handle growing amounts of work in a graceful manner or to be readily enlarged. For example, it can refer to the capability of a system to increase total throughput under an increased load when resources, typically hardware, are added." An analogous meaning is implied when the word is used in a commercial context, where scalability of a company implies that the underlying business model offers the potential for economic growth within the company. Thus, healthcare providers who use cloud computing services are dependent upon the vendor to scale as necessary. The application must not only handle the current base, but it must also keep pace with the growth of that base. If the vendor is slow to add computer and personnel resources, then performance degradation is likely to occur. Slide 9. In summary, this lecture described some challenges with the use of emerging information technology trends. These included concerns with privacy and security, risk of liability, lack of law or legislation governing the boundaries, lack of payment for engagement, and resistance by healthcare providers. The advantages and disadvantages of the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications were also discussed.